you know, something I've never done before, something I never thought, you know, people will come calling and asking me to do something like that. So when I heard I got the part, I was just, I don't know, ecstatic and happy and excited to get that crossed off my bucket list.
You're being too humble. Can I, so Hollywood actor now, how's that, how's that sound?
It was just a little small part, you know. It was fun. I had a good time working with everyone on set that, you know, I had to be a part of. And, no, everyone gave me good advice, you know, not to worry about anything. You know, obviously they take more than 5 takes. You know, I thought I was messing up, so I thought it was my fault. But, you know, even the best that do it, you know, mess up. So that's what they were saying.
A lot of people think that's easy. You have an appreciation for acting.
Yeah, because, you know, it takes a lot of time and, you know, all the waiting around, standing and waiting for their part to come. And so it's very long. Well, I didn't know how it happens, you know, with the different camera angles and the views and, you know, all the takes that you had to do. And so, you know, I got to see, you know, the behind the scenes look of how actually everything gets done. So it was fun. I enjoyed it.
How did it all get started, Ray? How did you even get the opportunity?
Well, they were looking for a Samoan football player. And just so happened that, you know,
you beat out Patrick for the role.
You know, I'm the best for it. You know, so obviously. Peko and I did an audition video.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, he did his own. I did my own. So what best person to get the part than, you know, it to be myself or Domitar.
What's up?
I don't think it was a competition between the two of us. We just figured, you know, why not give it a try and see what would happen if, you know, we both did it and see what the outcome is.
There's some tough critics out there, probably none tougher than in this locker room. What do the guys say?
Oh, Friday, Domitar's wife rented out a whole movie theater. You know, I got to bring some fans, and a couple of teammates came in and checked it out. And so everyone liked it. From what I've heard and from what they've been telling me, they all enjoyed the movie. And what's not to enjoy about a PG, true story baseball movie that actually happened, you know? So.
You gave away a lot of tickets to fans. What was it like to watch them?
It was good. You know, they came and enjoyed it. No complaints. You know, the fact that people would actually come and support you other than on the football field is great. You know, it shows that, you know, they're more committed to you as a fan, a football player. They're committed to you as a person and what you do outside of this locker room.
Where'd you do the tryout? Or the audition tape?
There was no trial. I did it right here
in the
players' lounge.
Was it a script?
Took like half an hour. Yeah, they emailed me the script of my parts. And actually, Vinny Ray sat there and helped me out. He said he did some thing at Duke about some theater thing. And so, you know, he kind of helped me stay comfortable and actually got me saying my lines the way that, you know, the producer or director, whatever, wanted it to.
When was it filmed?
It was filmed last year, this about around this time, in Atlanta. So,
do you remember your lines to this day?
It's just business.